It's time for another PSA here in Skagway, Alaska. This is Mayor Cremata with Tourism Director Cody Jennings. Cody, happy Monday. How are you today?
Happy Monday, Mayor Cremata. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, sometimes it's hard to distinguish a Monday from a Sunday from August to 1932. I sometimes get completely confused. What's new in the world of coronavirus?
Well, I think things are kind of status quo since we talked last week. We don't have any new cases or new tests out. We are still at zero cases, so that is just outstanding. Everybody's really doing a great job and staying the course. I know we're projected as far as all of the modeling and that's been done. I think we're looking to peak around in a week, right around April 20th. So, you know, our efforts are really paying off for us here in this community. And the EOC is incredibly, incredibly grateful for all the community's efforts. And we're going to continue monitoring everything and seeing what other things need to happen here in the community.
I'm grateful, too, because I don't want coronavirus. I'm sure everybody else is pretty much in the same boat. None of us want to be sick. And this is that time of year when the Skagway crud's usually going around, and this would be a particularly bad Skagway crud. So a couple weeks ago, we started a program where on Tuesdays we put a candle in the window or do a sign. It's a really cool sign in City Hall that was put up in the magistrate's office, if you've seen. I've seen some others around town. If you're not a good sign maker like me, a candle is appropriate. So 2 weeks ago, we honored our clinic staff for being on the front lines in this whole thing and putting themselves at risk to make sure our community is healthy. And this past week, we honored our diligent and hardworking grocery store employees for also being on the front line. Starting tomorrow, we're going to honor our first responders.
Oh, outstanding.
So our folks in the police department, fire department, and also those that work at our border station up there on the Klondike Highway, because they are all exposing themselves to the various problems that can potentially go on with this particular disease, and we appreciate their efforts. So I'm going to be putting a candle up in there tomorrow night for them. And if you do it a day early, that's fine too. It could be a day late. It lasts for a whole week, so it really it can be whenever you want it to be. What are you going to do, a sign or a candle?
So I actually have a sign and a candle made out of construction paper. So I'll have to update my sign now. I'll keep both of them in there.
What'd you do for Easter, Cody?
Well, we baked a bunch of chocolate chip banana bread. We made homemade carnitas. We cooked and enjoyed each other. It was really nice.
That's cool. I went for a hike. Also went out for a little walk to the point in the evening, and there were a bunch of Easter egg rocks that were placed all over the place out there. Whoever did that, thank you. And apparently I forget the group that put it together, the little Easter egg hunt that was on Fifth Avenue. It was the robotics team, I believe.
Oh.
And they put up a social distancing Easter egg hunt. That's really cool. It's really nice when members of the community step up to create activities that we can do, even while we're responsibly social distancing, washing our hands frequently, yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day, and we'll be talking to you later this week. Have a good day, Cody.
You do the same.